Our scripture, our psalm today is 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life. Do not put your trust in earthly rulers, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth, and on that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob and Rachel and Leah, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves righteousness. The Lord watches over the strangers and upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked God brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. And our New Testament letter is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, and then verses 22 to 23. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters, siblings all. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love and service to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against such things." The word of God for the people of God. God is still speaking.
This is a public service announcement. Yesterday, at 11 a.m., a small, new, independently owned bookstore opened on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. As you can imagine, this makes me very happy. I made a point of noting the operating hours for its first day so I could be sure to stop by, and I did. But I did not stay long, as the place was packed with people, many already in the very long checkout line at 11:45 a.m., so as I left, I made a point of assuring the two employees stationed at the door that I would return soon at a time when the books on the shelves would more likely outnumber the people in the store. The name of this new local merchant is The Next Chapter. We find ourselves in a moment, or a series of moments, or on the cusp of several moments, where the name of that new bookstore is particularly fitting. Not yet 2 weeks since our last presidential election, marking the beginning of the next chapter in our nation's adventure in democracy. Exactly 2 weeks until we mark the first Sunday of Advent and light a single candle of hope to begin the next chapter of a new liturgical or church year. and one more week until our congregation and the congregation of our neighbors and friends presently called First Congregational Church hold special congregational meetings to vote on becoming one new church, better together, a united congregational church, to begin the next chapter of loving God and loving our neighbors as ourselves on this way of Jesus in this time and this place. We are on the cusp of so many moments, so many next chapters beginning to open, so many challenges, so much change, so many possibilities. It is vitally important to remind ourselves to whom we belong. The God of love in whom we live and move and have our being. And to one another. For as Mother Teresa once said, if we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. It is also vitally important to remind ourselves where our trust belongs. So clearly stated and read so beautifully in our psalm of the day, do not put your trust in earthly rulers, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy, or perhaps even better translated, blessed, are those whose help is the God of Jacob and Rachel and Leah, whose hope is in the Lord their God. It is vitally important to remind ourselves that we are called to love. We love because God first loves us. If I speak in the tongues of humans and of angels but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Paul's opening words to what we now call the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. It is vitally important to also remind ourselves that our loving and living in Christ, our faith working or made effective through love, as the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the first century churches of Galatia, is to be led by the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. For when our living and our loving in Christ is led by the Spirit, rooted in and bearing fruit of the Spirit, then our lives will praise the Lord as long as we live, and we will sing praises to our God our whole life long. Even as we work alongside one another and our Lord to execute justice for the oppressed, to give food to the hungry, to set the prisoners free, to open the eyes of the blind, to lift up those who are bowed down, to watch over strangers and uphold the orphan and the widow. Beloved ones of God, our help and our hope, on the cusp of so many next chapters, and each of us have individual personal next chapters unfolding as well, before and within us. Our help and our hope are in these very words, sung and prayed over and over again in our biblical story, sung by the psalmist as we heard this morning, prayed by Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and echoed by Mary, the expectant mother of Jesus. The Reverend Dr. Brad Braxton, founding pastor of the Open Church of Maryland in Baltimore, was once asked what he believed to be the heart of faith formation for those of every age who follow Jesus. In response to that question, Braxton paused briefly and then chose the words of the Apostle Paul that we heard earlier this morning and again just now. Live by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This I too believe as followers of Jesus in this time and place, on the cusp of so many next chapters beginning to open, is our mandate. And our prayer, our help, and our hope. Please, God, may we make it so. Amen and amen.